This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might have heard there was big news in global tax policy over the weekend. Does not sound sexy, I know, but it's a big deal. The world's leading developed economies, the G7 it's called, agreed to support a global minimum corporate tax of 15%. It is not all sunshine and light, as we'll get to in a minute, that deal. First, though, we're going to have Marketplace's Justin Ho explain the potential upside.
A 15% minimum global tax rate is really about fairness, says Sebastian Malaby at the Council on Foreign Relations. For instance, you and I pay taxes based on where we live.
But corporations have this magical ability to globetrot and locate the legal presence of their profits wherever they feel like it.
Like Luxembourg or the Cayman Islands, countries and territories that for decades have been using near-zero tax rates to lure companies and their workers and their investment.
And so the idea of a 15% minimum tax would just discourage companies from moving that offshore.
That's Ruth Mason, a law and taxation professor at the University of Virginia. She says, in theory, all countries would stand to benefit from a global minimum tax. Even small developing countries that have been trying to lure corporations with low taxes.
If you have to pay 15% wherever you are, then that gives the developing country room to tax at 15.
But advanced economies are likely to see more tax revenue flow their way, says Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff. He says American companies, big beneficiaries of the current system, might not want to go to the trouble of, say, creating an offshore shell company if it won't save them as much in taxes.
So the hope is we'll keep more business in the United States, be able to collect more corporate taxes, even though other countries will also get some of the benefit.
Rogoff says countries around the world are trying to expand social services, improve their infrastructure, tackle inequality. Raising more revenue from corporations is one way to do that. I'm Justin Howe for Marketplace.